Our source for this is a rebel fighter who says he's undergone the training himself. We won't name him, and he didn't want to go on camera, but he offered us a description of what he said was a secret facility in eastern Libya, where he said the better Libyan fighters were being offered specialized training by American and Egyptian special forces. He was a man who said that he'd been at the front for 3 weeks. We believe him because, apart from anything else, he offered us descriptions and knew some of our teams who'd been at the front, and they've since told us that they recognized him too. He said when he first went there, he was sent there to fire Katusha rockets, but the weapon he had to begin with was a simple sort of unguided pop one off the shoulder kind of Katusha rocket. He also said that on Thursday nights, 2 nights ago, a new shipment of state-of-the-art Katusha rockets had been sent into eastern Libya from Egypt. He didn't say the rockets were sourced from Egypt, but that was their route through. He said these were state-of-the-art Katusha rockets, which were heat-seeking, and they needed to be trained how to use, and that was one of the things that he said the American and Egyptian special forces were there to do. So that leads to all sorts of intriguing and in some ways uncomfortable questions. First of all, it suggests that privately, Egypt is now involved in this. It also raises a question about what exactly is the arms embargo in Libya supposed to be about, if it only apparently seems to depend on one side. What also of the question from the outside world is angst-ridden conversation as to whether or not the outside world wants actually to arm the rebels, when, assuming this is true, and we believe it is, in fact they are already being armed. And so, you know, it's an intriguing development.